From dorms to multifamily housing units, property owners are turning to new ways to build more cost-effective housing. Boise has built affordable apartments using shipping containers. And now, as Rachel Cohen reports, the idea is spreading to the Wood River Valley.
Boise-based IndieDwell is finishing up its first site in the Wood River Valley. A single-family home in Bellevue sits behind a smaller unit, all made out of freight containers.
This is the main house, 960 square feet, three containers.
Site manager Brian Anderson led government leaders on a tour of the property this week. Diane Shea, Bellevue's community development director, said Valley planning directors see the model as an opportunity for creating more affordable housing.
It's a good housing product, and I think it's going to fill a need for our community. Not just Bellevue, but the whole Valley. There's a real issue with lack of housing.
Abby Riven is with the planning department in Ketchum, where housing access is even more critical. She went on the tour and said the shipping containers could quickly boost the housing supply in the resort community.
Their construction seasons are so limited because of our weather here that any opportunity to decrease your timeline for construction is helpful.
Shay said she's not sure how this small accessory dwelling unit will be used, but residents have increasingly expressed interest in renting out these units, which might sit beside homes or over garages. Ketchum and Bellevue zoning laws allow for this, and Haley is beginning a process in February to consider permitting accessory dwelling units in all residential zones. So Idaho may be seeing more shipping container homes in the future. In Bellevue, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.